This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore with Heather Atwood at the Pleasant Street Tea Company. And Heather, one of the two moms with the mid-pod, the midterm podcast. And where are we with that now?
Well, this week we have a great interview that has dropped. That's what they say in podcast world, right?
I'm learning.
Yeah. It's with a woman named Mary Wilson. And I...
Wait, wasn't she one of the Diana Ross? And
I think there was, yeah,
Mary?
Right. This is a total...
Did you talk to her?
No, we talked to a really different Mary Wilson. Okay. She is so different. She is running for Congress in Texas's 21st Congressional District, okay? And this is the wonderful story about her. You are going to love this. We went to Texas in the fall. Mm-hmm. We interviewed these three fabulous, strong guys. One was an Army veteran, like four tours of Iraq, started his own green energy company and sold it and made a gazillion dollars and had raised $700,000 for his campaign. Mm-hmm. And another guy who I think he also had a green energy thing, and he was a young, really super progressive guy. And then this other one who had started a bike company in Austin, and he was really cool. And you know, they were great candidates, right? We heard nothing, absolutely zero, of a woman named Mary Wilson, who is also running in that race. The primary happened about 2 weeks ago, two or three weeks ago. And guess who won? Mary Wilson.
Wow. Okay.
And we were like, where'd she come from? Who is she? So we're Googling. Mary Wilson is a lesbian pastor. She has a church in outside of Austin. She grew up in a super conservative household, kind of evangelical, I think, in Missouri, and ended up becoming a math teacher and then taught math at a college level. Decided she was married, had two young little girls, and she kind of had a crisis, sort of one of those moments in your life when you sort of have a crossroads, and she realized that she was coming out. She needed to come out, and she did that, and she ended up becoming a minister. She also decided that the church was really what she wanted, where she was home. Anyway, so she is a progressive woman. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She raised $40,000 as opposed to Joseph Kopcher's $700,000. So basically no money for this race. But her voice is so honest and so real and so compassionate that you just want to vote for her. And everyone who's listened to this story says, oh, my God, I love this woman. Mm-hmm. We actually called someone, a constituent, who we had interviewed in the district after the primary and said, so where did Mary Wilson come from and how did we miss her? And the woman we called said, you know, after you guys left, Mary came to our town, and I just said, oh, my gosh, I have never had the opportunity to vote for a woman in Texas who shares my values. Mm. And I'm so excited to do this.
Wow.
So,
and what district is this?
21st Congressional District. Yep. So it's Austin, San Antonio, a little bit of each of those, and then the Hill Country, which extends west.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So is there a special election coming up, or is this for the fall?
No, this is for the fall.
Okay.
Yeah. So she will I'm sorry. I'm wrong. There's a runoff because even though she beat, she took more votes than each of those other Democrats, she did not take more than 50%. So now there's a runoff between her and Joseph Kopcher, that Iraq veteran and the guy who'd raised a lot of money.
Are these Democrats?
Yeah, they're all Democrats. So she will be in a runoff with him, so there is another election to decide who actually will proceed to the general election.
And do you know who the Republican, is the Republican the incumbent?
There's a runoff in that, no. It was Lamar Smith, who was the he was the head of the Energy Technology and whatever commission, and he's the guy who does not believe in climate change. He is actually very much a climate change denier, and he doesn't even believe in science. And thank heavens he retired. So he is not going to be running for office. So the Republicans have a runoff also. And they're the likely candidate will be a guy named Chip Roy, who's super conservative.
Do these guys know the difference between science and faith? Because faith, you can't prove. There's no need to prove. Whereas science, it's provable or disprovable. But it's empirical data. Science can be proved.
Right. No, it's very, very fishy business how they deal with science.
Well, as a teacher, it just messes with my head. The scientific method, if you throw it out the window, I don't know what's left. Okay.
But we have to emphasize, Mary Wilson is both a mathematician and a pastor. Mm-hmm. I mean, so she truly understands the divide there.
I used to tell my kids, when you understand calculus, okay, to get a full understanding of calculus, the whole course, the whole discipline, to me, and I would tell the kids this, it's like looking at the face of God for a nanosecond. It's like you just get this glimpse of what it's all about.
I totally, you know, I did not go that far. I went far enough in high school math to actually get to that point saying, this is incredible. This is really kind of a miracle. I remember that moment, but then I've forgotten why I thought that.
There's a great PBS show on that, on whether math is discovered or invented. But anyway, so the MidPod is up there. We're linking to the MidPod. We're linking to the 21st Congressional District in Texas. Anything else about the elections or about the MidPod? You guys taking a trip soon?
Next week we are going to Illinois, to Illinois' 14th Congressional District. It's a... you know, they're all interesting places, I think. But there's a young woman who just won the primary in that district. And it's interesting because she is black and young. She's a nurse. She worked in the Obama administration helping to basically write the Affordable Care Act. And she won the primary by more than 60 points. She beat the other, I think there were three or four other candidates running in the primary, all white men. And the district is, you know, a pretty conservative white district, so it's going to be really interesting how that race. But what I really am excited about is it's a part of the country where the Underground Railroad was really active. So we're going to look into that and look into how the Underground Railroad might actually have some relevance today.
I was going to say, you're going to find some contemporary analogs there.
We are. Yeah, we are. And it's easy to do.
Yes, it is. Okay, so let's go to some more fun topics. We've been doing a top 50. We like doing this with food, especially here from the Pleasant Street Tea Company. And so far, I don't potato tots, potato puffs, whatever they are. They've been my favorite.
Yeah.
Tater tots. That's my favorite. But where are we now?
Okay, we are at 40 and 39.
Okay, here we go.
Now, 40.
And you haven't clued me in. I don't know what they are.
You know nothing, right? You
know nothing. I do know nothing.
Yeah.
That's for sure. In more ways than one.
No, that is so not true. But you don't know anything about this, so I am really anxious to find out how Rick Moore comes down on number 40.
Go.
Gorp.
I read a book called The World According to Garp or something. Gorp?
Gorp.
G-O-R-P.
Yeah. Come on, you don't know what Gorp is.
Do I look like I know what Gorp is?
Trail mix. Remember we used to call it Gorp when
no.
we were... You never called it Gorp?
No.
Oh, well, it's M&M's and peanuts and Chex Mix, maybe, or...
Well, had you said trail mix, I would have been a little...
Right, exactly. Yeah. I had to say Gorp. They say Gorp on the list.
That's
so
too funny.
But I remember, like, the first time I was in high school and I learned about Gorp.
Okay.
I had the same reaction you did. Like, I'm not eating anything called Gorp.
Gorp.
And then I tasted it. It's pretty yummy.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Gorp or trail mix?
I got to be really hungry to nibble on it.
Yeah.
Or in a bar and really thirsty.
And you probably don't eat nuts.
I do on occasion. They're not good for me. They don't, you know, I got, what is it, diverticulosis I have. So I sort of have to stay away. But, I do like nuts.
Yeah.
And I would say trail mix, it's great as a snack when you have, like, kids in the house and stuff like that.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So I learned some pretty interesting little things about Gorp or trail mix.
Of course you did.
So it's actually been around since 1910.
Mm-hmm.
It was created, actually, at least this is documented, by a climber named Horace Kephart. Gorp, yeah.
His name was Gorp.
No, his name was Kephart.
It should have been Gorp,
right? Yeah. They didn't say where Gorp came from.
Okay,
do say where... in New Zealand and Australia, it's called scroggin or schmuggle, okay? And that comes from the recipe. Okay, we're going to do scroggin. They didn't say what schmuggle was, but...
Wait. There's no recipe. You just throw stuff together.
No, there's a recipe. The recipe is sultanas, chocolate, raisins, and other goodies, including nuts. And that is an acronym for scroggin.
Okay.
That's
good.
Gorp, I really don't know where Gorp comes from. So, all right. So that's all I can tell you about trail mix / Gorp.
All right.
Okay. Number 39 is jambalaya.
Now, jambalaya, I only know of the name and that it's big in New Orleans.
That's true. I thought you were going to say you liked it, and I was really surprised.
I doubt it because I have a sense of beans in there.
No, there are no beans.
No beans.
But there is a little bit of shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Sausage.
Nope.
You don't eat sausage.
No.
Yeah. It's
no.
just so funny. Okay, and rice. And there are actually two. Yes, it is a Louisiana dish. Mm-hmm. You're right there. And there are two kinds of jambalaya. Mm-hmm. One is red and one is brown. The red is the Creole version, and that includes tomatoes. The brown one is the Cajun version, which does not include...
Hot.
Probably, but not necessarily. Mm. It's just no tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's very similar to gumbo. People get it mixed up with gumbo, but it's not gumbo, because gumbo has filet powder in it and okra. But what it is meats, vegetable, and rice. And it's stewed.
I would say this. We are hoping at some point... We watch the show NCIS New Orleans, and at the end of every show they have some guest artists who perform, and they're always having a meal there and so on. And I will make you this promise: if we ever get to New Orleans, I will try jambalaya.
I will try.
Yeah,
okay, that would make me happy. I won't make you try gumbo because that has okra in it, and I know you can't eat okra, or you wouldn't eat okra.
I thought that was a color.
Okra? No, that's ochre. O-C-H-R-E.
You're making fun of me.
Okra is O-K-R-A. That's a vegetable. It's kind of a pod. And people believe it's too... Some people don't like it because it's slimy. I know you will not like it.
Yeah. Say that word again.
Yeah, exactly. It's a word du jour, right?
Slimy,
it is
bready.
The word.
Oh, God. Oh, this is fun. Yeah, I know. I wouldn't... oh, my word. Okay, well...
To say.
Go.
I have to put a plug in for the other Cape. Remember I write for
yes,
the other Cape
of course,
also?
Of course.
And I did not write this story, but we have this beautiful story up right now on Jake Pardee. Do you know who Jake Pardee is?
No.
He is a local kid. He's no longer a kid. I knew him when he was a kid. He used to live across the street from me. Mm-hmm. So I've been seeing Jake's career thrive since he was like 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Ipswich High School. The whole family were musicians. They're all musicians. He went to Ipswich High School just really to do music because they had a great music department in those days. Then he went to Berklee College of Music. And he has come back to Rockport and he's done some really serious music, but he's established his own music studio in Gloucester.
Cool.
And he has started a line of clothing called Pulp and Fizz, clothing and like swag goods. And that is to support the music studio.
Awesome.
So it's a great story and beautiful pictures, I have to say.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you know who's featured in that story? Not featured, but I think she's a student of Jake, is our own Maso. Remember we had Maso? We met her here at Pleasant Street Tea, and she did one of our 10 things. She did our very first 10 things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's in that story,
excellent.
Too.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we'll link to that. Okay, that's Heather Atwood. This is MSO News Sports from the Pleasant Street Tea Company.